SBA offers disaster loans to residents and businesses of New York.
Welcome to Business Matters, a presentation of the Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce. To become a chamber member, be a guest, or register for our events, go to www.nacc.nyc. That's www.nacc.nyc. Or call us at 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217.
Businesses and residents in New York affected by the severe storms and flooding that occurred September 20th to the 30th, 2023, are eligible to apply for low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA. Joining us today is Sharon Godbois, Public Affairs Specialist, Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, U.S. Small Business Administration. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. So before we begin our topic of discussion, can you please give a brief introduction to the SBA?
Yes. So the SBA, traditionally people look at SBA, Small Business Administration, as being the traditional side of SBA, right? Where a budding entrepreneur can start a business, grow a business, and expand a business. But what a lot of people don't know is that SBA can also help a business recover from a disaster.
Okay, so speaking about recovery, we know what happened with Superstorm Sandy, and we have had recent torrid rains and floods in New York. We know that long-term low-interest rate loans help survivors rebuild, get back to business, and make property improvements that eliminate future damage. So can you tell us about the low-interest disaster loans from the SBA, a disaster survivor's long-term federal recovery partner?
Okay, so what I'd like to let you know is that the Small Business Administration on the disaster team, okay, so our mission is to help homeowners, renters, nonprofits, and businesses of all sizes, okay, to prepare for, respond to, recover from, and mitigate against disasters of all types, man-made or natural. So typically I like to start with what I call a credit card scenario, a credit card example, because what happens is, let's just say for all intents and purposes, I'm just going to say Aunt Pearl here. Let's just say she lives in an area in Kings County where she suffered damages. Okay, maybe the roof was damaged and maybe a little bit of the basement. Okay, and so let's say she's a do-it-yourselfer and she calls all of her roofing buddies and gets a great estimate of $50,000 to fix the roof. It's probably a lot more. I'm just going to use that as a small round number. Okay, so she gets to the checkout counter after she purchases all of, to purchase all of her supplies to fix her roof. Okay, and most often than not, people will use a credit card. Okay, now maybe you're an anomaly and you pay by cash, but most people will pay with a credit card. Now you would probably agree that paying with a credit card is around 20 or 30% interest. And if you don't make that $50,000 payment in 30 days, there's a lot of things that's going to happen, like an increased payment amount, the interest rate goes up, and also your credit got shot, right? Now, you could take out a low-interest disaster loan with the SBA and pay yourself back for all the supplies you purchased to fix the roof, okay? Now, last year, they started a 0% and 12-month deferment program that became permanent as of August 1st of this year. So let me say that one more time. There's a 12-month deferment and 0% interest. So no interest is accruing during that 12-month deferment period. Now, if you did well, let's say, in your business, you were able to recover all of the funds in that year's time, could you pay it off early? You sure could. Could you make a sizable down payment? Sure, you could go that route. Or if you just wanted to start making your initial payment, you could do that as well. Okay? So that's maybe an example of physical property damage. physical property includes the real estate itself, the building itself, the siding, the roofing, debris, landscaping, fencing, things like that. Okay. So SBA also covers underinsured and uninsured losses. We cover insurance deductibles and automobiles. So another example I like to give is, let's say Aunt Pearl is in the same scenario with her home, right? And let's just say she has a huge family of 50. Let's just say it's tradition. Every Saturday you get together, you go to this small restaurant called Mom Pop. It's on Lewis Avenue in Brooklyn, okay? And you can get a meatloaf sandwich, fries, and a house-made lemonade for $15, okay? Let's just say. So every Saturday you go there, it's tradition, you catch up with your family. It's just something you've always done. So $15 times 50 is $750. $750 times 4 is $3,000 a month. So Aunt Pearl here spends $3,000 a month on her huge family of 50 every month at the Mom Pop restaurant on Lewis Avenue in Brooklyn. Okay, so, but if her home is damaged, and like in the previous scenario with the roof and all that kind of stuff, remember what I said earlier, like all spending stops, right? It's the same thing when we, it's the same thing like if somebody loses their job, all spending stops, right? They stop circulating money in the economy because they have to reevaluate what's going on and where their money can go out to. So, in this particular scenario, so if you stop spending the $3,000 on your family at Mom Pop restaurant, let's just say, then they now are in deficit, right? So that $3,000 maybe not be a lot to you or maybe some other people. I mean, so $3,000 is a lot to me. And probably for that small business, because that money goes towards keeping the lights on. It goes to paying payroll. Maybe a few people's salary. It could go to buying supplies in which they have for their restaurant so that they can make that and sell that and create revenue, right? So that $3,000 means a lot of money to a small business. Now, if you're not spending that $3,000 there at that small business, now that might be considered pension revenue or economic downturn. But SBA refers to it as economic injury, and now they're eligible for our economic injury disaster loan. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Is there a need to wait to settle insurance claims before applying for those low-interest disaster loans?
No, ma'am. So we actually encourage people to apply as early as possible. Now, the deadline, I think we discussed on a previous call, is actually February 2nd. So it's Groundhog Day of next year, okay? So the physical property damage deadline is February 2nd. Okay, and so you have until then to apply. However, in my previous declarations that I've worked, other projects, other disasters I've worked, insurance sometimes takes 8 or 9 months for the check to come in the mail, sometimes longer. It might be a miracle if you get it before the deadline. So we encourage people to apply as early as possible. Okay, when the insurance check comes in, it's just going to get applied to the loan balance and you're responsible for the remaining going forward. SBA essentially gives you the money up front to start recovery quick and get your life back on track.
Okay, so you mentioned about, you know, encouraging persons to apply, but what sort of documentation is needed with that application form?
So actually, SBA started a new system to make it easier to apply. So initially, you might just give some information. You might have to create like a login identity to just, you know, make sure it's yourself. Make sure you have your email address and password with you. Make sure you're always using that same email address throughout the life of your application or throughout the life of your loan application, rather. And make sure you don't change the password or anything like that. Keep that sacred for a while. Okay, so that's really important to have that because that will smooth up the application process. That's really the longest part is the login identity part. And then the other part of applying for the application or for the disaster loan is it's a pretty quick process, much quicker than it has been in previous times. They've changed the system a little bit. And so, but there comes a time where they may ask, and say they, meaning a case manager or a loan officer, maybe they'll review your file and they might ask for some documentation. You will have access to what they call a portal, and you'll be able to upload documents right through there, a portal, dashboard, whatever you want to call it. You'll be able to upload your documents right from there. They may ask for, as a business, they may ask for last year's federal tax returns. Now, if you have last year's federal tax returns, you're just going to go ahead and upload the documents right from your computer into your dashboard or into your portal. And if you don't have last year's tax returns because you asked for an extension for one reason or another, this could slow down or potentially will slow down the application process for you, right? So every business, everyone applying is a subject to when they can supply documentation that they may or may not ask for. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense. So how can one access that portal?
So that's not going to come until later, right, after you apply. Okay, so to apply, you can go to, you can visit a center while we're here in person, okay? And the last day to apply in person is December 22nd, which is this Friday. There are two locations in Brooklyn, one at the United Jewish Organization at 32 Penn Street, okay? They close up their office at 12 o'clock on Friday for Shabbat. Then there's one in Southwest Brooklyn in Bath Beach at 2336 86th Street. That's at the Health Essential Association. And then also there's one in Nassau County in Mineola. That's 1 West Street in Mineola, okay? And they have varying hours. Now, I know that you have confirmed receiving press release and fact sheet. So the press release has all the hours and times and everything that you can share with your network. Okay. And so another way to apply is online at sba.gov/disaster. Again, that's sba.gov/disaster. Now, somebody prefers to push a pencil or a pen, they can call our 1-800 number at 1-800-659-2955, and they can request a paper application be mailed.
Yeah. So what are the areas covered by the low-interest disaster loans?
Okay, great question. So in the New York counties of Kings and Nassau, those are the primary counties, okay? And then in the contiguous counties of New York, it's New York County, Queens County, Richmond, and Suffolk.
All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Godbois, for providing us with this great information for businesses, homeowners, renters, and nonprofits looking to repair, rebuild, or replace, refinance, or relocate after a disaster. Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Business Matters, a presentation of the Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce. To become a chamber member, be a guest, or register for our events, go to www.nacc.nyc. That's www.nacc.nyc. Or call us at 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217.